And welcome back to the Nick Abraham Saturday Mornings Wrap-Up Show. Ron Polinsky, Rocco Nucci, Cam Doc Brown here with you. And as Rocco mentioned before the break, it's February, we're talking football. It's a tradition on the Saturday Wrap-Up Show, the Nick Abraham Saturday Morning Wrap-Up Show. For years, when schools hire their new football coaches, if we're still in session with the Wrap-Up Show, we like to get those coaches on to talk about the future. And first of four openings that are in Lorain County have been filled as Lorain brings in James Boyes as the head coach. And James, first off, congratulations. I know you have to be thrilled with what happened earlier this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an exciting time. I'm eager and excited about getting things started and starting to implement what we're going to be trying to do. And thank you for having me on the show, guys.
Well, Coach, the cupboard isn't bare. It isn't often that a coach can step in to, a new coach steps into a really good situation. Normally, a coach takes over because the team, underperformed. Let's be honest about it. But, Damian Creel did a good job. He goes to Euclid. How much is that going to help you hitting the road going forward, that the Titans have gotten this thing turned around the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that, like you said, the kids have a taste of winning. They know in some regards what it takes to win some games, and they've got that taste of it. And once you start winning, that's what you strive for. It's fun, and it makes things a lot better. So I'm looking forward to carrying on some of that momentum. With that being said, we're going to have definitely not necessarily starting over, but we're going to have some good players that are going to need to be replaced. And like you said, we have some dudes that could come in and do that. And they'll also be implementing a new offense and defense. So we're going to have to maybe take a step or two back initially. But I think that the things that we'll be implementing will be able to allow us to get even further and do even bigger things, hopefully.
Coach Rocco Nucci here with you. An honor to be talking with you for the first time. And congratulations from me to you on landing that job as Lorain's new head football coach. And if you wouldn't mind sharing at least what you'd like to share with our listeners, some of your coaching history and kind of what led you into this new role at Lorain.
Sure, thank you. So I guess I've been coaching high school football for the last 8 years now. Prior to that, I spent 9 years at the college level. So, my first coaching job was all the way out in North Dakota. Wow. At a Valley City State University. Yeah, and I'm an Ohio guy. I'm a Northeast Ohio guy, born and raised in Parma, Ohio. So that was quite a trip out there to start learning how to be a football coach. And spent 1 year out there and then was fortunate enough to be able to come a lot closer to home. And I took a job at Lake Erie College. I spent 2 years there. Then I made a move over to Michigan, to Grand Valley State University, which was definitely an incredible experience all around. When you're talking about Division II football and top programs, Grand Valley State's always going to be near or at the top of that list. And we spent several weeks ranked number one in the country when I was there. So that was an incredible opportunity and a great, great learning experience as well. Then from there, I went to Gettysburg College, where I got to get back into the same offense that we were running at Lake Erie College. And then after 1 year there, I found my way back to Lake Erie College to be the offensive line coach, run game coordinator there. Got to work side-by-side Jerry Hazard, who was the offensive coordinator at the time. And, when we were there, we were putting up some pretty impressive offensive numbers and ranked top 10, top 5 in the country within a lot of offensive categories. And then from there, I decided it was time to grow some roots, so to speak, and not move my family around so much after having a daughter and getting married and all that good stuff. So transitioned to high school. Been at Benedictine, Strongsville, Revere, North Olmsted, and Lorain. So, kind of been around a little bit. But for the last 3 years, I've been a teacher at Lorain. I'm in year number 4 right now, and it's kind of home. So it's exciting to be a part of the program, be able to lead the program.
So that is a very diversified background there for you, Coach, in terms of where you've been, different levels, right? How much have you taken in from some of those different coaches in terms of making your own style? I got to imagine there's just a lot of different influences that you've had from those numerous stops that you've been at.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everywhere that I've been, I can take things away, and most of them being positive things that I know that I would like to implement and try to mold into the culture that I see being fit. But also you learn a couple things like, I wouldn't do it quite that way. So I think everywhere you go, you kind of learn about some do's and don'ts. And I think that having that vast background and being in a lot of places has definitely allowed me to kind of use a lot of different thought process and ways of doing things to kind of, like you said, mold my vision and what I think would be the best way for a program to be successful and specifically at Lorain High School.
James, Rob Polinsky back with you. You mentioned, you know, putting in your own offense and defense and putting your stamp on this. Do you have kind of a set offense and defense, or do you have to kind of look at your personnel and see what you guys do best? How does a coach go about doing that?
Sure. I'll speak briefly on the defensive part because I'm more of an offensive guy, but I'm fortunate enough to have been able to bring Jeremy Welts back to the defensive side of the ball. I know he's been the offensive line coach for Lorain the last 3 years and has done an absolutely phenomenal job with that offensive line. I think the stuff that he's done up front with those guys were instrumental to their overall success and what John Solomon and Osir Kimball and that crew was able to do in terms of running the football. Unfortunately, we're going to have to replace four of those offensive linemen, which is going to be definitely a challenge, but met the team on Thursday, already knew some of the guys, but met them on Thursday, had our first lift with me being present. They've done a great job of lifting since, you know, the change was taking place and them not knowing. But we've definitely got some capable bodies and some great-looking kids and some awesome personalities in that weight room to hopefully lead into there. But like I said, Jeremy Wilt will be the defensive coordinator. You know, hopefully we're going to have – not hopefully, we're going to have a couple of multiple front looks. And, you know, our main thing on defense is going to be playing fast, playing angry, and making sure we're getting 11 halves to the ball every down. You know, we want to get to the ball in a bad attitude and then have a party there when we're all there. So that's the intentions of that. And, you know, from an offensive perspective, like I said, at Gettysburg College, at Lake Erie College in two stints, and then as an offensive coordinator at Benedictine, running it at Revere, running it at Strongsville, running it at North Olmsted, it's definitely a system-based offense, but it's incredibly player-driven. So I know what we're going to do in terms of our base, but every year, depending on what our kids are good at, how teams are specifically trying to defend us, we kind of evolve and branch off, and every year becomes a little bit different in some of the ways we can branch off, like I said. But overall, you know, we're gonna come at teams running the football, and for every run action we have, we'll have a play action, an RPO off of it, and that's kind of what we're going to do. But the one thing we're going to talk about on both sides of the ball is that we're always attacking. We're always going to be attacking, and our goal is to be make sure that we're playing faster, that we're more physical, and that we're better prepared than everybody on our schedule.
James, if you would, could you share some of the goals that you shared with the Chronicle-Telegram in the article earlier this week? I was impressed. I was impressed that you already had, you know, laid out goals in your mind what you wanted for this year.
Yeah, so I think we need to focus on three things, and I'm going to talk to the guys every day about those three things. There's two sets of three things. The first thing I kind of already just said, you know, our goal is that we're going to play faster, we're going to be more physical, and we will be better prepared than anybody on our schedule. And then the other side of it is that, you know, we've got some things that we really want to focus on and big picture things. So one of them is you got to look at your rival and say we need to focus on beating our rival. So that's Elyria, and we got to make sure that we beat Elyria. We want to make sure that we win the LEL. You know, our intentions aren't to share it with anybody this year. That would be the next step in the program, right? Last year, LEL champs had to share it. Our goal this year would be to be the outright conference championship. And then, you know, that culminates with we really want to host a home playoff game. I think that that'd be exciting for the kids. It'd be exciting for the community. And those are the three things that are going to drive our work ethic and everything that we do.
Fantastic stuff, Coach. Well, hey, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time. We can certainly hear the excitement in your voice in terms of leading this Lorain football program. So we're excited to be talking with you, and hopefully you become a usual customer here on the Saturday Sports Wrap-Up Show. So thanks for stopping by, Coach, and best of luck this season coming up.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your time today and look forward to many meetings in the future.